This message comes from BetterHelp. Can you think of a time when you didn't feel like you could be yourself? Like you were hiding behind a mask? At work, in social settings, around your family? BetterHelp Online Therapy is convenient, flexible, and can help you learn to be your authentic self, so you can stop hiding. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for your emotions. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.
Of course. So I started something called the Platinum Pledge, right? Because I recognize that I'm one of the people that's helping to bring about this shift in the culture, right? So the Platinum Pledge, when you go platinum in the music industry, that's like the epitome of the highest achievement that you can receive. I turn platinum into an acronym that stands for People Leading a Transformation Involving Newly Unified Mindset. Because these newly unified mindsets, that's what's going to bring about this transformation that we want to see. So the Platinum Pledge simply says, I'm here to unify all of the people who agree that we no longer need to create, consume, or promote music that is glorifying murder, drug dealing, drug usage, disrespecting women, and sexual irresponsibility, right? And me putting that out there, I started it on January 1st of this year. I put it out there on my website, d1music.com, D-E-E, the number one, music.com. People go on there, it takes them 2 seconds. They sign their name, bam, they've joined the Platinum Pledge. At this point, brother, I have created such a large community of people who are ready for that shift, who have signed the Platinum Pledge. Everything from me going on the Breakfast Club and Charlamagne being like, oh, I rock with that, I support that, to so many other artists who are already a part of that shift, and so many tastemakers and influencers that now it's been 9 months. As we are recording this right now, it's been almost 9 full months. You know, it takes 9 months for a baby to be in the womb, you heard me, before they come out. I've been sitting on this, and this has been marinating for 9 months in terms of growing this community, but also me praying for 9 months straight. God, what do I do with this new community that is tangible, that is ready to make this shift and ready to be taught how to be consumer activists and ready to be artists who can unify instead of having a spirit of competition and saying that we are going to be the epicenter of where this shift is going to come from? Because people don't need to just hear what the problems are. They need to understand what the solutions look like. And we look like the solution, you know what I mean? So now with the Platinum Pledge, the next phase at the end of this month, and how divine is it that I wanted to wait 9 months to go into phase two? And in the 9th month, oh, by the way, D, I'm going to get the most powerful rapper on earth to shout you out right quick too, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is God just being like, man, I'm throwing you that alley-oop. Mm. And I played sports my whole life, so I know what to do with a nice alley-oop that's coming my way. You know what I mean? I know how to catch that thing and yam that thing. So, brother, I'm excited because the Platinum Pledge is something that I want everybody to sign, continue to sign, to now join this alternative community to where we're having to cleanse ourselves. I still have a taste for murder music because I spent 20 plus years of my life consuming it. So now, although my spirit and my heart tells me this ain't right, my body and my habits have been formed to where it's like, man, you grew up listening to that. You grew up listening to that music talking about dope and how much they sell it for and talking about, you know, disrespecting women and what you gonna do to this girl and I'm gonna take your girl from you and da-da-da. So we're at war with ourselves, but when we acknowledge the war within and when we still decide that while I'm at war with myself, I'm gonna fight that war, but simultaneously, I'm not gonna let the devil trick me out of being an external advocate for pushing righteousness too, because a lot of people get tricked and the devil says, You ain't perfect yourself. What you look like trying to advocate for something righteous out there? You know you still a mess inside, da-da-da. And we're not going to fall for that, bro. We can do the self-work and the external work.
That's a fact. I'm glad you said that.
At the same time, bro.
I'm 100% glad you said that because I don't think there was a perfection. I don't believe is a criteria for you to be a messenger.
There you go.
Right? That's just something that people use so they don't have to listen to the message. Mm. Right? But I can listen to somebody that may not follow their message, but have a good message. Mm-hmm. And it may not make them the perfect deliverer mm-hmm. of the message. But there has been throughout time, I've learned to, you know, study the lives of men who weren't good, but they were great. Right? And we learned about their faults, but the lessons that we took from the things that they were good at, right, is how I used to self-improve myself. Mm. See, we understand it when a man is dead because we can't condemn him for his actions because his case is closed. His book is over. Now we can only learn from him. Mm-hmm. There's no point of you condemning a dead man. He's gone. Mm. Only thing you can do now is learn. Mm. But it's the same thing with a living man, right? If we change from, I tell people, I'm not trying to get you to become me.
Right.
I want you to become the highest version of what your self-potential is.
Thank you.
And I believe I've been doing an effective job at that. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to produce 19 keys from the sense of, God didn't give me a twin. I don't want you to look like me.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up. But in the capacity of my example and a good that I can put into the world, yeah, let's follow that. Let's reproduce that because we need more men out here standing on what we stand on. For sure, we need 100% of that.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you, who else throughout this journey has reached out and you developed a relationship, you feel me, as you've been really aggressive and shifting the culture?
Stephon Marbury, former NBA player.
Yes, sir.
Legend.
Yes, sir.
You heard me? And you know I'm hesitant about that word. That's a legend right there. You heard me?
Yes, sir.
Man, me and Stephon Marbury have exchanged conversations that, you know, brother, I'm eternally grateful for them because he's a person who is from New York and really is from the mecca of this thing we call hip-hop. And to the point where he sees what I represent, and he's just like, brother, your light shines so bright that just know that anyone who is opposing you right now, anyone, they are at war with the darkness in themselves and they're allowing the darkness to win. You know what I mean? And this brother is telling me this, and he was, whether or not he knew it, he was telling me this at a time where.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana. A more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Just got a free coffee with my EarnIFI points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnIFI app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnIFIRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.
I realized I was stepping into a new territory that was like more dangerous. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't practicing safe righteousness. I'm starting to practice the type of righteousness that's irritating the demons of these people who are overtly just allowing the devil to use them. You know what I mean? My spirit is starting to irritate people's demons. And I became self-aware of that. And I started to see some of the dangers. But this brother was pouring into me during the time where, whether or not he even knows it, like that fueled my fire. You know what I mean?
You know, I like what you said, because what you realize is that most of it's just an illusion, right? This idea that a lot of celebrities, influencers, or rappers, that they hold more power than they actually do, right? Because once you realize the metrics have changed, that the rapper is only as important as the attention that they can hold, right? But then if you can hold the same attention, then you right there neck and neck, right? So now they have to address you and they have to deal with you on an equal footing, right? So they may try to talk about, oh, I got this amount of money or I did this. But that's only to try to distract you from the fact that right now, none of that matters. That's all they try to do.
Right.
You know, none of that matters.
Right.
From what we talking about.
Yep.
And you're mad that I'm able to get in and produce the same energy and conversation that you have and attention that you have. So now you got to address this because you know it's going to affect you the way people view you. Otherwise, you would have never spoken to them.
Yep.
Right. And so I think that's something that everybody needs to pay attention to right now.
Bro.
Now, caution, don't do it just because.
No, correct.
I think that's when it gets weird. Mm-hmm. It's people that come at me. Mm-hmm. I laugh at it mostly because I got real life going on. And it's never been nobody that I felt was important enough for me to directly address. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And mostly it's also people that don't be outside as well. So you can't just be goddamn going to war with keyboard warriors. You
gotcha.
Feel me? All
gotcha.
Day. Where they never gotcha. End slapping arms reach. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I could be practicing my slap all day long, but I'm never going to get the opportunity to slap them. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's when you got to be a little more intellectual and strategic about who you go at. And there is a clout generation. Mm-hmm. And I don't want ever to feed that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because then that's a little dark, demonic space as well. Mm-hmm. Because I see people going at rappers. And they do it because they want to get, it's like Meek Mills, right? Everybody trying to call Meek Mills gay, the Diddy thing, and things of that nature. When I look at his comment, first of all, I don't know who these people are, but they be people, white people, Mexicans, kids in India, whatever it may be. But they operate like a little army of bots. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they're not trying to do anything righteous or good. They just really want to aggravate people. Mm. And they feel like if I got a rise out of you today, I've done something in life.
Yeah.
And that's a very low level of life. I mean, it's a very low existence.
Man.
They don't have a righteous cause whatsoever, right? So I want to caution that as well, because I think that's a sickness that permeates throughout the internet, right? We don't require evidence. We don't require real journalism. You don't have to have multiple sources for a claim. We don't have real context added to the things to understand the nuance of what something means in this context versus the way you're taking a clip out of context. Like, the truth matters the least to this generation than ever before. So that's a dangerous thing within itself. People resonate with you because it's authentic. It's authenticity. So no matter what nobody says, there's always going to be people to be like, you can't convince me that which I feel coming from D1 soul and energy is not real. Because now you're telling me that I'm fake.
Right.
Right. I have discernment. I know real from real. I recognize my tribe. I see a lot of people tapping in with you. They be in your comments.
Yeah.
They might not hit you up, but they supporting and they watching it.
Yep.
And this has always been a thing. We've always wanted a better culture. We just didn't know how to do it.
Right.
And we always support black men when we do rise. And black men don't get enough credit, I don't think. Specifically black men, because we be fighting hard.
Yes, indeed.
Right? But the problem is the lowest level of us start representing the rest of us. Right? And it should always be the best of us that represents the rest of us.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that's why we are misrepresented in culture. In mainstream media, right, in the world, because we keep allowing the lowest denominator, right, to act as if that's the median of the culture. And it's like, no. If we change it and be like, you know, the standard of rap, number one, should be those at the top, if anything. So then why does Kendrick occupy such a space? Right? While you saying that you can't do this. Why does J. Cole operate such a space? You can't do this. Why Lil Russell being able to get his deals done? You can't. How Simba is able to have success? How D1 is able to have, how Toby is able to have his thing? Like, wait a minute. That don't make no sense.
Yep.
But, you know, they're not going to be invited to, or well, some of the guys, of course, but we're not even, we haven't even advanced the industry and the mechanisms of industry to even recognize those who are independently successful, right? Because you can have an independent success, but if you don't get a Grammy, right, then it's not recognized that you've reached a certain success. And you say, wait a minute, I operate as one of the 1% in the world.
Right.
I have accomplishments that only a few men on this planet have even done. Mm-hmm. Like I'm successful because I set out to do what I wanted to do. That's what success is. Mm-hmm. But because the devil ain't validate me, y'all acting like I'm not valid.
Correct.
That don't make no sense.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.
This message comes from BetterHelp. Can you think of a time when you didn't feel like you could be yourself? Like you were hiding behind a mask? At work, in social settings, around your family? BetterHelp Online Therapy is convenient, flexible, and can help you learn to be your authentic self, so you can stop hiding. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for your emotions. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.